This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Next Monday, 115 cardinals will enter a conclave to elect a new leader for the world's 1.1 billion Roman Catholics. The days leading up to the conclave are a period of both piety and politics. The cardinals are busy sizing each other up as plausible candidates for the papacy. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
In a city of many, many restaurants, one of the most unusual is tucked inside an old Roman palazzo near the Pantheon. It's called Eau Vive, and it's run by a Belgian order of nuns. Its clientele is predominantly ecclesiastical.
Pope John Paul II, before he was elected Pope, came here sometimes and sang the Ave Maria.
At the back of the restaurant, a nun waitress tells the guests that before he became Pope, John Paul II used to dine here and sing the Ave Maria. At 10 p.m. every evening, dinner is interrupted for prayers and hymns to the Virgin Mary. Eau Vive is one place where some cardinals discreetly mix dinner with business, quietly conferring, perhaps even lobbying and plotting strategies on the upcoming papal election. The cardinals agreed to observe a media blackout so as to be able to concentrate on the papal election only among themselves. And this evening at corner tables, several prelates are getting better acquainted. Father John Walk, an American priest based in Rome, says that of the 115 cardinals who will elect the Pope, only three are veterans of the previous conclave.
A lot has changed in the world and in the church over the course of this papacy, even simply from the point of view of technology. They've had the opportunity to get to know their fellow cardinals through the internet, through television, through travel, in a way that in previous ages, cardinals didn't interact before conclaves.
The period between the death of a pope and the election of his successor is called the vacant see, or interregnum. In his 1996 guidelines updating the papal transition process, John Paul II laid down that cardinal electors will not form pacts, agreements, promises, or commitments of any kind which could oblige them to give or deny their vote to a person. But the Pope added that it wasn't his intention to forbid cardinals from exchanging views on the election. John Allen is the Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter.
It really is just now, just in these days, they are sort of beginning tentatively to talk names. So I think what will happen is from today forward, the politicking, so to speak, that is the conversations about what kind of leader do we need and who that ought to be, are going to pick up steam and they're going to intensify.
Despite the media blackout, some information seems to be leaking out from the cardinals' closed-door meetings. Italian newspapers have reported that German cardinal Joseph Ratzinger has suddenly become the front-runner. Ratzinger was John Paul's closest aide, his stern theological watchdog, and an arch-conservative who in recent days has reportedly been lobbying his fellow cardinals to declare John Paul a saint. Alberto Meloni, professor of history of religions at Modena University, believes the sainthood issue is a decision that must be left to the next pontiff.
There are a certain number of odd things that shows that there is anxiety, if not fear, in facing the problems that are in front of the Roman Catholic Church.
The challenges the Catholic Church is facing are many, from demands for more democracy in governing the Church and growing secularization in Europe to bioethics and relations with Islam and many more issues dividing conservatives from moderates. Professor Meloni believes the purpose of the conclave is to shake up the factions among cardinals.
They are already divided, and they don't need a conclave to be divided. The conclave is designed and is very effective in order to divide conservative from conservatives and progressives from progressives, and to create two different groups in which one part and the other will make a choice.
The process leading to that choice has already begun. It will be completed some time after Monday in the Sistine Chapel, where the cardinals will cast their ballots below Michelangelo's frescoes of Genesis and the Last Judgment. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.